And hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Yes, it is January 9th, 2025. Amanda Grace here with you. Welcome to everybody jumping on the United States and around the world. And what you just saw is our new show opener that our team worked very hard on to put together. So what you are seeing, it's still Ark of Grace. It's just the new show opener or the new broadcast opener for our broadcast. So hello to everybody jumping in right now. Let's see who's here. I see Montana, New Zealand. Hello to our friends across the world in New Zealand. I see Louisville, Kentucky. Let's see, Wisconsin, Arizona. Oh, Los Angeles. We're praying for you in Los Angeles right now. We're going to talk about that. Germany. Hello to our friends in Germany. We've got our international audience coming in. Arkansas, Maine, Michigan, Ohio, Massachusetts. You're all just pouring in right now. New Jersey, Miami, I see. So we have a lot of Florida coming in right now, as well as, Azusa, California. Well, welcome to our friends in California. We are praying for you as well, because where there's smoke, there's fire, and there most certainly is. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be doing a prophetic deep dive tonight. So hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So I'm going to open up in prayer. And then we're going to get into this. We have a lot to cover. This is a prophetic deep dive. We're going to connect a lot of things for you. This is a continuation, in a way, of the last two broadcasts that we have done, because more is unfolding. We're only 9 days into the new year, and it's like the lid has blown off the sucker here in the United States of America, as well as Europe right now. So there is a hotbed, literally, no pun intended, of activity going on. And so we are going to open up in prayer, and then we will get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your holy, precious name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, Father God. Lord, praising you for you are, saying your will be done, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, let the pull of the flesh become less in our lives, as you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. We acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He rose again miraculously in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, into this place. Father, that your glory, your might, your power, Father God, would mightily just saturate, Father God, the atmosphere, Lord. That the weight of your glory, Father God, would mightily go forth, that people would tangibly feel your presence tonight, Father, that your power would move, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor and minister, Father God, to those watching, Lord. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, go before us tonight in this broadcast. Be our front and rear guard, Father God. Lead and guide us in all wisdom, Father God, and truth, Lord, that comes from you and your throne. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. And Lord, allow me the humble privilege of being a vessel of your power, Father God, as we mightily go forth, Lord. We take authority in the name of Jesus Christ over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, assignment, and sabotage that the kingdom of darkness, the enemy, unclean spirits, and willing hosts would attempt against us, against this ministry, Father God, against the sanctuary. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is rebuked now, commanded, dismantled, destroyed, struck down, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless. Their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, we just, in the name of Jesus Christ, ask you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to fill this office, Father God, to fill this place, Father God. Lord, that they would protect, that they would make a hedge and a shield, Father God, as we go forth right now mightily in you, Father. Take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Every breath we take is because of you. We are the dust of the earth without your breath in us, Father God. Lord, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. You are seated high above, Father God, every power, principality, and might. You sit on the highest throne. You rule righteously. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father. And we give you all the praise. Let us hear your voice, know your voice right now. And as strangers, we will not follow, Father God. Sharpen our ability to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, has to say, Father God. We praise you and we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for prayer. And welcome to those of you jumping on right now. So we have a lot to go over. So if you could right now share this broadcast right now, we would very much appreciate it because we are doing a deep dive. I'm trying to figure out how to turn off all notifications. There we go. Okay. You may not be able to hear it, but I could hear it on my end. There's a little notification that comes up in the corner on our Google. So another wonderful annoyance by Google. Okay. So we have a lot to go over tonight. We're doing a deep dive prophetically. We're doing another epic prophetic connections and connect the dots because there is so much that has happened within the first 9 days of the new year. And I remember saying way before the election, if you think Donald Trump is going to get elected and everything is going to be hunky-dory and everything is going to be wonderful, think again, because it's going to get very bumpy initially and very shaky initially. And we are seeing that happen. Now, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on the West Coast. There's a lot that's connected here that you would not think initially was connected, but we're going to show you exactly how it is connected because the enemy is very strategic in how he launches offensives, defensives, attacks. He's very strategic in the timing, the date, what he does. He's just, he roams about like a lion seeking whom he may devour. Lions are very selective in how they hunt. So we have to remember that. Now, let's begin because there's a lot to go over here. So we're going to start with the Medal of Freedom. So Joe Biden decides he's giving out Medals of Freedom. Now, I know presidents do this every term that they serve, but this one was a little more strategic and a little more telling. You know how you have in poker, you have a tell when someone gives a tell and you know by the tell that the direction they're moving in. Well, Joe gave a big tell. I can't even believe that they think the American people are this stupid, to be very plain languaged with you right now, that they would do this. But they're reprobates, they're delusional at this point. And so basically they're doing things that are very much exposing what they intend to do. So Medal of Freedom is given out. I'm just going to read to you a few of the people that received the Medal of Freedom And I'm going to tell you how this all ties together in a nice, neat little bow. So Hillary Clinton, remember I told you the return of Hillary? I did a broadcast that was entitled The Return of Hillary. It had to do with Hurricane Hillary. It had to do with, I believe, Death Valley was in there perhaps. And it said the return of Hillary in the title. Well, she has returned to the White House in another capacity because she was one of the recipients of the Medal of Freedom, along with George Soros, Denzel Washington, and Anna Wintour, who is the head of Vogue. What an Algonquin roundtable we have here, people. I mean, this is just a hot mess. But there were others, too. There, Ralph Lauren received one, and there was a few others. The man makes amazing clothes. Now, I don't know if it's because they gave it to him because he has dressed many, I guess, first ladies. Not quite sure. But there were others in there as well. But by what I just read to you, these four individuals, because two of them are sort of in the same category, you have a trifecta here of the political, the media, and Hollywood all coming together to punish the American people or attempt to punish, which is interesting because these are three areas right now in the nation that are under judgment. The political, the media, right, parts of the media, and Hollywood. Now, the illusion in this is that there is no freedom where the kingdom of darkness has a foothold. There is no freedom. So those that are doing their bidding, who put nations in the mind of the young in bondage, there is no freedom in that. And the reason why they're receiving the Medal of Freedom is because they're already celebrating, thinking they're going to pull off their coup. They're already celebrating, thinking they're going to just pull off what they have plotted and set into motion the day Trump won, November, I believe it was 5th, 2024. And these people who are receiving this, they're not free. They have a medal hanging around their necks of freedom, and they're not free. And they assisted in enslaving the nation. This is an oxymoron if I have ever seen one. Now, this Medal of Freedom is awarded January 4th, right? Now, this is where it's going to get interesting. It's awarded January 4th, 2 days before the election is certified. So 4-2-42. Keep that in mind. It's awarded January 4th, 2 days before the election is certified, 4-2-42. Just keep that number in your mind for a minute. Okay, so the election certified January 6th, and it had been 4 years since what happened at the Capitol, right? This marked the four-year anniversary of that. Hillary is one of the recipients on January 4th, 2 days before the election is certified, 42, of this Medal of Freedom. Do you know that it just so happens, which I think is by no accident, but very intentional, that 42 years ago, I told you, remember the number 42, 42 years ago, her husband, Bill Clinton, did something as president. Now, 4 + 2 = 6, right? Which is the day the election was certified, but also marks the what happened January 6th, okay? But 42 years ago, Bill Clinton does something, okay? And I'm going to tell you what he did in a moment, but first Carter passes. So first Carter passes right before the end of the year. And I'm going to tell you to watch Bill Clinton right now because this is going to be like dominoes. This is going to be like dominoes, what's about to happen. But 42 years ago, we can put up the Newsweek article. I'm going to show you what Bill Clinton did, which happens to align in some way on the day and the timing of Hillary receiving the Medal of Freedom. Okay, so this is from Newsweek. I had to check this because it seemed too wild, but it's true. A left-wing terrorist who bombed the Capitol building was pardoned by Bill Clinton and now fundraises for Black Lives Matter. Now, why What does this have to do with 42 years ago? Because the Capitol was bombed in 1983, 42 years from the time that now Hillary receives the Medal of Freedom on January 4th, 2 days before the election is certified, 42. Okay. And one of the heads of Black Lives Matter was one of the bombers who attempted to pipe bomb the Capitol. Now, Bill Clinton commuted her sentence. A left-wing terrorist who bombed the Capitol building was pardoned by Clinton and now fundraises for BLM, Berry said, and provided a meme. The 1960s, 70s, and early 80s gave rise to a number of organizations aligned with the Black Power movement and Marxist-Leninism, including a female-led group known as the May 19th Communist Organization, known as M19CO. But M19CO perhaps is the most recognized for its participation in a plot to bomb the U.S. Capitol. Late in the evening of November 7th, 1983, members of this group called the U.S. Capitol Switchboard advised evacuation of the building prior to setting off an explosion in the Capitol's north wing. No one was harmed by the detonation, but it caused $1 million worth of damage. So 42 years ago, Bill Clinton pardons one of the heads of Black Lives Matters for trying to bomb the Capitol. 42 years later, on January 4th, 2 days, 42, before the election is certified, Hillary Clinton receives the Medal of Freedom. Do we find this to be a coincidence? I do not. I believe these things deliberately happen and are deliberately done. Now, I'm telling you this for a reason. I'm telling you this because this is going to come full circle here. And who was awarded the Medal of Freedom proves it. This whole thing with the Capitol, Black Lives Matter, and the Clintons is going to come full circle. And so this is why I'm alerting you to this, because it is no accident Hillary was given the Medal of Freedom January 4th, 2 days prior to the certification, 42, and 42 years ago, her husband commuted the sentence. Of, well, no, 42 years ago, they attempted to bomb the U.S. Capitol. And now one of the individuals involved is one of the heads of Black Lives Matter. And people are pointing out that Bill Clinton was the 42nd president. So here you go. Here it is again. So Bill Clinton was the 42nd president. He, 42 years ago, right? They tried to bomb the Capitol, and Bill Clinton commuted the sentence of a woman who now is one of the heads of Black Lives Matter. And on January 4th, 2 days, 42, before the election certification, Hillary receives the Medal of Freedom. Okay, keep that in mind. Now we're going to move on. Isaiah 47 has to do with this year, with the election, with the church, and what we have seen erupt after the election. And I'm going to show you how. I'm going to connect all of this for you. Now, the church and the political are running parallel right now. So what's happening in the church is happening in the political. What's happening in the political is happening in the church. Isaiah 47 prophetically connects both. And I'm going to read to you Isaiah 47, and then I'm going to show you the order that is in Isaiah 47 that we're actually seeing happen in the country. Isaiah 47 also connects because this is the 47th presidency. So Isaiah 46 connected to the 46th presidency. Isaiah 47 connects to the 47th. And it says, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground in abject humiliation. There is no throne for you, which is what happened to Kamala Harris. O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will no longer be called tender and delicate. Take millstones and grind meal. Remove your veil, strip off the skirt, uncover the leg, cross the rivers at the command of your captors. Your nakedness will be uncovered. Your shame will also be exposed. I will take vengeance and will spare no man. Our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit in silence and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will no longer be called the Queen of Kingdoms. I was angry with my people. Now, verse 6 is important because it was January 6th, 4 years ago, that we saw happen at the Capitol what happened. Listen to verse 6. I was angry with my people. I profaned my inheritance and gave them into your hand, Babylon. That is what happened January 6th, 4 years ago. You showed them no mercy. You made your yoke very heavy on the aged. Verse 7, and you said, I shall be a queen forevermore. And you did not consider these things, nor did you seriously remember the ultimate outcome of such conduct. Now then, hear this, you who live a luxuriant life, you who dwell safely and securely, who say in your heart, I am the queen and there is none besides me. I shall not sit as a widow, nor know the loss of children. Now, this verse has to do with what's happening in the church and Christian broadcasting too. But these two things shall come to you abruptly in one day, loss of children and widowhood. They will come on you in full measure in spite of your many claims of power through your sorceries, in spite of the great power of your enchantments. For you, Babylon, have trusted and felt confident in your wickedness. You have said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge have led you astray, and you have said in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. This is what was happening leading up the last 100 days to the election. Verse 12, having to do with government and rule. Persist then, Babylon, in your enchantments and your many sorceries with which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you will be able to profit from them. Perhaps you may prevail and cause trembling. You are wearied by your many counsels. Meaning she's getting bad counsel. Meaning there are those in the church right now, and there are those that ran for office and female mayors and governors right now who are getting very bad counsel purposely. Just let the astrologers, the stargazers, those who predict by the new moons stand up and save you from the things that will come upon you. Now, verse 14 is where it gets very interesting. In fact, they are like stubble. Fire burns them. They cannot save themselves from the power of the flame. Now, we're going to circle back to this verse. Much less save the nation. There is no blazing coal for warming, nor fire before which to sit. This is how they have become to you, those astrologers and sorcerers with whom you have labored. Those who have done business with you from your youth. Each has wandered in his own way. There is no one to save you. So after the daughter of Babylon's, okay, so that's where it ends. There is no one to save you. So let me just stop there for a minute. Those who have done business with you from your youth, each has wandered in his own way. There is no one to save you. Now, what does this have to do with what's going on right now? So after the daughter of Babylon, okay, now I'm going to tell you how it has to do with two things, right? It's Isaiah 47, 4 plus 7 is 11, right? 1-1. It was 1-1, January 1st, that the explosion started, right? It was January 1st that the attack started. So you have 47 for the 47th presidency. 4 plus 7 is 11, 1-1. It was January 1, 1-1, that it started off with a bang, and we saw everything happen that happened. Now, after the daughter of Babylon's nakedness is exposed and she falls. So she's exposed. She's exposed as a fraud. She's exposed. Her sorceries are exposed. Her nakedness is uncovered. What happens right after that in Isaiah 47? Verse 14. In fact, they are like stubble, fire burns them. They cannot save themselves from the power of the flame, much less save the nation. There is no blazing coal for warming, nor fire before which to sit. They cannot save themselves from the power of the flame. So, right after the election, and what happens, happens, right? Not long after, within the first 5 days or 6 days of the new year, fire erupts in California. Fire erupts. They cannot save themselves from the power of the flame. In fact, they are like stubble. Stubble goes up like that in flames. Fire burns them. They cannot save themselves from the power of the flame. So now the city of Los Angeles is under siege. And this is what it says. The devastating Los Angeles fires may amount to one of the costliest U.S. natural disasters. It's not a natural disaster. It's for its former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral. And the spat continues over whether the U.S. military has gone woke. So they're saying these are the other things going on during the fires. Okay. Across Los Angeles, leaving at least five dead, more than 100,000 to evacuate, destroying about 2,000 buildings. There are as many as five fires burning across the city. Remember this, five and five. Five dead, five fires burning across the city, including an outbreak that flared yesterday evening in the Hollywood Hills. And it's saying it's probably going to cost upwards of $57 billion in damage and economic loss, calling it one of the costliest U.S. natural disasters, which it's not a natural disaster, that has ever happened. Now, I want you to think about this. You have an icon and an elder and a leader of the Democratic Party passes towards the end of the year, Jimmy Carter, and has his funeral. And while the funeral of Carter, one of the most recognizable icons and elders of the Democratic Party, is going on, while his funeral is happening, one of the most liberal areas in the United States is burning to the ground. I want you to think of the imagery of this for a second. As the funeral is happening with Carter, one of the most recognizable faces and icons of the Democratic Party, he passes right before the new year, one of the most liberal areas in the United States of America is burning to the ground. Now, the theme of 5 and 10 is showing up again in this. Remember, if you go back and watch the last two broadcasts, I talked about this. There's a theme of 10. There's a theme of 5. So it said there were 5 dead. There were 5 fires, at least, that were started. 5 plus 5 is 10. John 10:10. This is the enemy's agenda, he said. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. However, I, the Lord, have come to give you life and life more abundant. 5 and 5. We are in the year 5785. It is a year flanked by fives. It has to do with grace. It has to also do with a window of grace and a time of grace thinning in certain areas so they can be dealt with. And you have, you're flanked by fives, and then in the middle you have 7 and 8. 7 is Zayin, it's the sword, and 8 is Chet, which means life. Now, before these fires happen, we're going to show you this expo, something very interesting happens in California that you should be made aware of. So if we could put up the X post, please. I'm going to show you. This was about 3 weeks ago that this happened. It's a news clip. And it's worth watching because it has to do with the LA deputy mayor.
Shocking allegations revealed today against a deputy mayor in the city of Los Angeles. The LAPD has identified Brian Williams as the likely source of a bomb threat against Los Angeles City Hall.
Williams is the deputy mayor in charge of overseeing public safety, including the LAPD. KTLA's Mary Beth McDade is live in Pasadena outside Williams' home. MB.
Yeah, and Mike and Chair Mayor Karen Bass's office has announced that they have put the Deputy Mayor of Public Safety, Brian Williams, on administrative leave immediately. Now, we do know that someone is home here at his Pasadena home. However, no one is answering the door this evening. Now, Williams is accused of calling in a bomb threat earlier this year against LA City Hall. The FBI conducted a search yesterday of his Pasadena home. Now, according to Bass's office, when the threat was reported, the LAPD investigated and determined that there was no immediate danger. The LAPD says that once they determined that the likely source of the threat was Williams, they refer the case to the FBI. Williams' neighbors tell us that he is a good neighbor and they're very surprised by these allegations.
That surprises me. It surprises me. I thought he was somebody that really served the community well. He carries himself very well. He's a good neighbor. So I'm surprised and disappointed, you know, and I hope things work out well for him and his family. I mean, you know, sometimes people are accused falsely of things. So hopefully everything turns out well.
Our emergency now.
And in case you're wondering what Williams' job requires as the Deputy Mayor of Public Safety, well, he oversees the LAPD, the LA Fire Department, the Port of LA Police, LA World Airport Police, and the Emergency Management Department. Now, when Bass appointed Williams to the position last year, she said Williams would be working across the administration and city departments to increase public safety and implement department reforms. He also served on the LA County Sheriff Civilian Oversight Committee and previously served as deputy mayor under Mayor James Hahn, where he was responsible for the management and oversight of major city departments, including the LA DOT. He also served in the LA City Attorney's Office for 11 years as an assistant attorney. Now, the FBI says that they are not commenting on this case. I have reached out to Williams, left him several messages, including at his Pasadena law office, but have yet to hear back.
Okay, so 3 weeks ago, this man, the LA deputy mayor, his home was raided by the FBI 3 weeks prior to these fires starting. He was put over the LA Fire Department. So he was made to oversee the LAPD and the LA Fire Department. So that happens. Okay. Now let's go to the Twitter post. This also happened. In January 2024, PG&E Pacific Gas and Electric was found responsible for the 2021 California wildfires due to the Pacific Gas and Electric power lines. In May of 2024, so let's say June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, 8 months prior, in May 2024, Janice Quinones left Pacific Gas and Electric, you heard this right, to become the CEO of the LA Department of Water and Power. She's the highest paid city official. LA Mayor Karen Bass recommended her. Karen Bass also recommended the LA Deputy Mayor, who called in a bomb threat, whose home was raided 3 weeks before these fires. And now this woman, who was one of the head, was at the helm of management of Pacific Gas and Electric when they were found liable for the 2021 California wildfires, now suddenly in May 2024 is appointed CEO of the LA Department of Water and Power. Yes, you are tracking that correctly. Yes, this was all being moved into place like pieces on a chessboard before this happened. Now, in the midst of these fires, I'm telling you, an earthquake's coming. I am telling you, and I don't mean a little one. I mean, in the midst of all of this, California is going to be sifted. I am telling you. So just pray for the people in this area right now. Okay. I have a belief that fires get to be too much, they can trigger fault lines. Now, this is a has a double meaning what's coming out of my mouth right now. I want you to, fires trigger fault lines. I want you to remember this, what's saying, because it has a double meaning right now. Okay. Now, it's going to get even more interesting than this. So, September 14th, 2020, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to you some words from the Lord, but I'm going to show you some things that tie to these words also. So we're going to deal with California first here. And this is what it says, September 14th, 2020. I, the Lord, have heard the cries of my people. I have heard the cries of the faithful in California, and I, the Lord, am shifting the course of these fires. I am sending my angels to minister to the firefighters. The fire shall shift. My holy fire shall shift it. However, California will see a far greater shaking if they do not repent. This is not my desire. However, I, the Lord, have bore witness to the blasphemy and the sin bubbling over, and there must be a purging. Now, five fires broke out the morning of Tuesday, January 7th. 5 plus 7 is 12. 12 biblically is directly connected to government and rule. This is no mistake that five fires broke out on the 7th. And we're also in the year 57, right? We're in the year 57, 85. So 5-7, five fires broke out on the 7th. So because we're in the year 57, 85, and then 5 plus 7 equals 12, being tied biblically directly to government and rule. Now, these fires break out one day after the election in the United States is certified by Kamala Harris, and one day after Justin Trudeau of Canada resigns. So these fires literally the day after the election is certified and the day after Justin Trudeau resigns, break out in California, okay? Canada and California both begin with the letters CA. So first Canada, right? We have Justin Trudeau. And now the day after, fires break out in California. Now, I want to go back to January 18th, 2020. And this was part of a word from the Lord that was given back then. So this is almost 5 years old, this word. There is an area in the Midwest of the United States hearing humanitarian crisis. Pray for that area, says the Lord. Out of the crisis in California, those areas where literally portals of hell have opened and are now ruling over the rulers of those areas, the stench of hell is becoming more prominent. My children, in those areas is where those in office are being ruled over by the principalities in those areas. However, as when sin increased to a level where the flood happened in the days of Noah to purge the earth, says the Lord, watch a purging sweep through these areas where events, some by natural means and some man-made, will occur. These areas will begin to get purged of the sin and the darkness and the oppression that now blankets whole cities, says the Lord. The governor of California will have to step down, for what has been done in the dark will be exposed concerning his public and personal affairs, says the Lord. And it will be the last bit of weight that buckles the entire condemned bridge that he helped destabilize along with his band of cohorts scattered across the state. December 11th, 2023. And thus says the Lord, this joy, now that's capital, the justice of Yahweh, shall be written in areas of the earth. There are areas of the earth marked for this joy. O Israel, O America, O France, O England, O Venezuela, O Mexico, O Arizona, O Michigan, O New York, O California, O Oregon, O South Africa, O China. They are marked for joy to come, and double shall come to the capital of your nation, says the Lord. And then he goes into Tel Aviv as well. And those places, he says, that have plotted and hatched the blood spilled and the perversions you see, the justice of Yahweh is coming to pass into your next year, says the Lord. And right after that, he says twice, January is marked, says the Lord. January is marked. Now, if you remember the word of the Lord from December 20th, A bang in January. He repeated it again. So here in this word, he says, January is marked. Says the Lord, January is marked. And then a year later, he then says, and he brings this back up twice, but he says a bang in January. Now, May 6, 2024. A very capital hard twist is coming in this hour to your nation. Roots must be given a hard twist and pulled up, says the Lord, for it hides in the depths, and the root system is set to be laid bare and exposed before the people. As this occurs, you shall see falls in the seat of governorship down the East Coast. As this occurs, you shall see a sudden event, an event that sifts California and Michigan. June 8th, 2024. So as this event draws closer, the Lord begins to get more descriptive with his words and imagery of what is coming. June 8th, 2024. This was a month before the attempt on Trump's life in Butler, Pennsylvania. This was the political backdraft word. And this is what it says. When fire begins and grows, there is a great potential for a backdraft. A phenomenon when a fire has taken up all available oxygen and suddenly a door is open, that's capital, and that fire suddenly, capital, explodes because unexpected oxygen has been made available. Thus says the Lord, that door is about to open. And this nation must prepare for the enormous political backdraft that will occur because of a door suddenly opening. I, the Lord thy God, have put a hook in their jaw. I have put a bit in their mouths, and I have drawn them in. I have allowed, capital, the wicked, corrupt, and darkest of men and women to take on a bridle of insatiable desire for power. And that bit in their mouths, in their offices, in their seats, has led them right in for such a backfiring and reversal. Lots were illegally cast for the days of destruction of political opponents and those who speak truth, where truth is in their hearts. My truth, capital, says the Lord. Lots were illegally cast for such destruction outside the legal scope of my covenant and holy days, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Haman did the same. Illegally cast lots for the destruction of an opponent who saw through who he was and the seed of king he so desired. Therefore, according to my word, a reversal had to go forth that caused a series of doors to open that led to a backdraft and explosion upon Haman and his family. So when the Lord is using words like backdraft, when fire begins and grows, and he's saying, this is being said, and I'm delivering this word on June 8th, a month before the assassination, where there is a political backdraft. But the Lord is talking about fire beginning and growing, which means then there is a political backdraft, but there's also a physical manifestation of that. And we're seeing that in California. We're seeing the physical manifestation of what was in this word actually happen now in California. July 11th, 2024, capitals, for my words that go forth from my throne and are spoken into the earth, yes, the justice of Yahweh, the joy is entering Washington, D.C., California, New York, Michigan, New Mexico, Kansas, says the Lord, New Orleans. So he mentions California and New Orleans in the same word, July 11th, 2024, July 1. When did the attack on New Orleans happen? 1-1, January 1st. Isn't it interesting that it would be July 11th that the Lord would have me deliver this word, and he mentions California and New Orleans in the same word, and he says, New Orleans shall be turned over, says the Lord, and the tables of the psychics and high priestess and money changers shall be turned over, says the Lord, for the time of your judgment and correction has come. That's fascinating. Okay, August 29th, 2024. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, New York to Washington, D.C., there shall be a changing of the guard, says the Lord, down the line. I, the Lord, am visiting Baltimore, and leadership shall change, says the Lord. Newsom. So he goes right, he goes from the East Coast right to the West Coast, and he mentions Gavin Newsom's name. And the Lord says, Newsom on the West Coast shall make news capital. Newsom shall make news. Oh, he will, as he has gotten very sloppy with his dark deals, and it shall come forth in a way that crashes a wave upon his party. For I, the Lord, am shaking California and New York simultaneously. The state shall sift, and judgment issued against the spirit that has kept a dark cloak over both. That was August 29th, 2024. So September, October, November, December. That was a little over 4 months prior to what has just happened. Newsom on the West shall make news. Oh, he will. As he has gotten very sloppy with his dark deals, and it shall come forth in a way that crashes a wave upon his party. And that is what is happening right now. The LA mayor, they are all coming under suspicion. This has crashed down on them in a way that they are not going to escape unscathed, and they are not going to escape unburned from this. September 23rd, 2024. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the third phase shall not look like the other two. A multi-point attack upon those related, for the desperation has mounted to a feverish pitch. Delusion has set in that the pits of hell have conjured up envelopes, says the Lord. Envelopes as well. Watch the mail in this hour. This is your warning, says the Lord. Now, you have to watch the order of this. It says a multi-point attack first. A multi-point attack, which is what we're seeing. And then he says, watch the mail. So now that we're seeing the multi-point attack and that's happening, now it's time to watch the mail. You have to watch the order in the way the Lord says it. He goes on, all capitals. For says the Lord, my truth shall shake the nation. The fear of the Lord will descend upon your nation. All men should humble themselves in such an hour. For I, the Lord, am on the move in your capitals, and I am turning them over. I, the Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, have given orders to the army of the Lord of hosts to go into the pivotal capitals of your nation and turn it over, says the Lord, to go to the house of God and those who have made a treaty with the serpent, and it has wrapped itself around their buildings, shall now be turned over. So what he's saying here is, at the same time you're seeing capitals in the nation turned over, you're going to see the house of God turn over. You're going to see serious scandals and issues break out in the house of God at the same time that the Lord is giving orders to go into the capitals, the most pivotal capitals. And after he says that, go into the pivotal capitals of your nation and turn it over, says the Lord, to go to the house of God, and those who have made a treaty with the serpent and it has wrapped itself around their building shall now be turned over, and there shall be ties to the dark underground of music and film, says the Lord. And then the Lord says, after this, so you have to look at the order of this, going into the pivotal capitals, and then going to the house of God and those who have made a treaty with the serpent and upending that. And then the Lord says, governors and mayors will have to step down in this hour, for they were warned and they continued their perverse exploits and doctrines of devils, laws meant to plant chaos instead of stability. They will have to step down, their names cemented in scandal and woe. Now, this is interesting. As three woes shall come forth, says the Lord, from the East Coast, from the West Coast, and near the heart of your nation. So he's saying governors and mayors are going to have to step down in this hour, okay? And then he's saying there are three woes that are going to come forth. They will have to step down, their names cemented in scandal, and woe. As three woes shall come forth, says the Lord, from the East Coast, from the West Coast, and near the heart of your nation. Now, October 24th, 2024, and then we're going to get into some more connecting here. Let me see here where I want to start with this. California. Okay. The Lord is saying he sent scrolls into different areas, including New York and California, Wyoming, Illinois as well. And the heart of your nation, says the Lord. He has sent sealed scrolls. And in the coming days, says the Lord, at my order, they shall be unsealed. Now, if I scroll down a little bit here. As a spirit before my throne went forth and enticed Ahab into a battle to determine his fall and break Israel free from such darkness and wickedness and break Jehoshaphat free of such bondage, so the same has happened. And my spirits, angels have stood before me, capital, and one has gone out to be a lying spirit in the mouth of the advisors of the donkeys, a lying spirit and Ahithophel, says the Lord, corrupt counsel. I have set forth and put a lying spirit and bad counsel in the mouth of the advisors. For now, this is interesting because this could have a double meaning. For she thinks she's being led in the right direction. However, the poor counsel of her own shall now cause a disastrous public meltdown, says the Lord. It has been determined and shall now go forth, says the Lord. This is October 24, 2024. This could be said for the New York City mayor's office. This could be said for the LA mayor, for governors in New York and Michigan. This could also be said for things going on in Christian broadcasting right now. I have sent forth and put a lying spirit and bad counsel in the mouth of the advisors, for she thinks she's being led in the right direction. For what's happening at Christian broadcasting right now, right? At a certain Christian broadcasting company having to do with the day, this could have a dual meaning. However, the poor counsel of her own shall now cause a disastrous public meltdown, says the Lord. It has been determined and shall now go forth. There is a disastrous public meltdown happening with the LA mayor right now. Disastrous. So this has a dual meaning. This also had to do with the election. And Kamala Harris as well. November 15th, 2024. Thus says the Lord, areas of blue are waking up from a long slumber, and those areas nationally have turned red. However, capital, says the Lord, this has triggered tremors in the spirit and in the natural that will rupture seats of governors in those states. You shall see it in those who turned red, and then, says the Lord, shall go to the coasts, and it shall affect the Northeast, says the Lord. California shall face a crisis of the governor's own making that has not yet been seen. This is November 15th, 2024. This was prophesied. California shall face a crisis of the governor's own making that has not yet been seen. However, the negligence and the recklessness of decisions made in the governor's office shall now spill out and spill over, and even counties and cities of blue, Los Angeles, shall be in an uproar, and a great outcry will go forth. As this occurs, says the Lord, New York shall experience similar. So now we're seeing this happen in California, in Los Angeles, eyes on the governor's office in New York, eyes on New York City, because the first part of this is now erupted. They're facing a crisis of the governor's own making that has not yet been seen. However, the negligence and recklessness of decisions made in the governor's office shall now spill out and spill over, and even counties and cities of blue, which is Los Angeles, Hollywood Hills, shall be in an uproar and a great outcry. A great outcry. There is a great outcry in this hour going forth out of California for what is happening. Now, I'm going to replay for you the December 20th clip of a bang in January, because this has to do with what just happened in California too. I want you to listen to what the Lord says. It had to do with Las Vegas and New Orleans, but it also has to do with what just erupted in California. So let's play that clip. A bang in January, says the Lord. A bang in January. Around that time, says the Lord. They plot for blood at this time, says the Lord. However, for such, you shall be ripped from your seats of influence in the bureaus and the intelligence agencies and the Pentagon, says the Lord, for you have been allured with the aroma of another 9/11 to turn the nation You have been allured with delicate dainties that are deceit, says the Lord. All capitals. It is a deception, and I shall uncover you, says the Lord. Your plots, your deceptions, your working with nations involved in war to turn America on a chain where you want it to go. You foul, perverse leaders. You foul, perverse agencies. I shall turn you, says the Lord. Another Strauch and Page, says the Lord. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. A bang in January, a bang in January. At this time, says the Lord, they plot for blood. He's saying in January is when they shall plot for blood. And that is exactly what we are seeing happen. Now, I want to show you this. This is the image. Okay, so let me preface this. The Olympics. The blasphemous Olympics that just happened in France. And you saw what happened in France after they had that blasphemous opening ceremony. The 2028 Olympics are supposed to be in Los Angeles, California. 2028 happens to be our next election year, as well as our next Shemitah year, which happens every 7 years on the Jewish calendar. The banking crisis, the 2008 banking crisis hit on a Shemitah year. Let me show you the image that Los Angeles came up with for their Olympics. You know who this looks like? You see, this is what happens when you try to summon false goddesses. This is what happens when you open up portals of hell and you have willing hosts in the seats of governorship and mayor and heads of the water department and power departments in LA that are willing to do the bidding. There is a false goddess by the name of Nike. There's Nike. Let's show the picture of the LA Olympics. Right? Okay, there's the LA Olympics. And then Nike. There's Nike. Okay. Nike had to do with victory and speed. She's the false goddess of victory and speed. She was winged. She was they considered her a Greek warrior. And believed that she would grant them speed and strength in battle and eventual victory. So it's interesting that that is the imagery that they have come out with in Los Angeles for the upcoming Olympics, invoking an image of a fallen angel and invoking it now. There it is. Look, above the city. Can we get any more clear, people, at what they're trying to summon and why portals of hell have opened? And now you've got arsonists and other things happening here in this city, burning it to the ground. That says it all right there. Now, I'm going to tell you that there is information that has come out from the Maui fires, because a couple of years ago, were the fires in Maui in Hawaii. And the information coming out suggests that these fires that we saw happened in Maui and we're now seeing happen in California can be started by satellite. And at the time of the Maui fires, and we're going to play the clip for you, the CCP had satellites in the area of Maui that apparently were capable of causing the types of fires that we saw happen. And there's a man by the name of, I think his name is Steve Favis, and he's been studying this. And satellites from the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, were directly over Maui when these fires were ignited. Let's play the clip for everybody so they can hear this.
Using MetLab software and plugging in public data provided from NORAD, he found that satellites launched and monitored by the CCP were directly above the Maui fires at the time of ignition. The CCP's most powerful rocket, the March 5, can launch up to 48,500 kilograms of payload, which is more than enough to carry the required payload in Favis's calculations. But Favis has found that the CCP has much more powerful lasers deployed already.
Okay, so do we find it any? Now I'm going to show, I'm playing this for you for a reason. I'm going to show you the pattern here. right before the Maui fires, the CCP had satellites over Maui. Right before the California fires, SUV-sized drones start showing up all over the country. I don't think that's a mistake. I don't think that is a coincidence that before the Maui fires, there were satellites from communist nations that were over Hawaii. And now before the fires in California, we have SUV-sized drones showing up on the West Coast and on the East Coast. So the Maui fires were 1 year and 5 months ago. All right, 1 year, 5 months. 1 + 5 = 6, which is the day the election was certified. It also is the infamous January 6th and what happened 4 years ago. Now, this could be seen as another Naboth's Vineyard because I talked about the Maui fires in Naboth's Vineyard, but I think it's way more sinister. I think there is a better biblical connection than this, and I'm going to go over with it with you in a few minutes. Now, when the fires break out, okay, so you have the bangs in January, right? New Orleans, Las Vegas. You have the election certified. You have Trudeau resign the day after you have the fires break out. Now, on top of this, the day before Texas is about to get hit with an epic snowstorm and freezing weather, let me show you what happens in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So we're going to show you this now. Fort Worth area, right around the time these fires are erupting in California, this happens. Now, why does it happen here? Now, remember, the Lord said there would be three woes, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, and one in the heart of your nation. There would be three woes. Now, why Dallas-Fort Worth? Well, I'm going to tell you why, a working theory here. There are only two places in the United States of America where bills are printed and engraved. One is Washington, D.C., and the other is none other than Fort Worth, Texas, is where our money is printed. Also, Fort Worth is known as the last stop before President John F. Kennedy went on his way to Dallas and was assassinated. Fort Worth was his last stop. Before heading to Dallas, Kennedy spent a night in Fort Worth at the Hilton Hotel, and then he got going early the next morning, and he was assassinated the next morning. There's also a place in Dallas-Fort Worth called Hell's Half Acre. In the days of the Wild West, this area of Fort Worth was famous as one of the West's red light districts. The area took its name because of the rampant prostitution and loose morals. Later, it also became known as the Bloody Third Ward because of its violence. So in the place where Hell's Half Acre is, we just had a power plant explode a couple of days after these fires erupted in California, which happened the day after the election was certified and Trudeau resigned, which days prior to that, New Orleans and Las Vegas simultaneously there are attacks. Okay. Are you tracking with me? I know there's a lot here, but are you tracking with me? Because there is a lot. Now, when the enemy wants to attack, he attempts to do it in a place he has a claim to and influence. He does it in a place where he has, in his mind, much influence and clout over the territory. So when he wants to attack, he wants to go for areas where he has influence in that territory. And many times it's areas where it has to do with symbolism of his agenda that he has set. So you have California, the West Coast. You have Texas, the Midwest, which means something is about to happen on the East Coast of a similar nature because they are going for a trifecta. We saw it in California. We see it in Texas. Now they're going to go for the trifecta, and I would start looking at the East Coast. And if you notice, this fire erupted in one of the most heavily Democratic-controlled areas in the nation. Los Angeles is one of the most liberal, perverse, blue areas of the nation. And this is where this has erupted, burning to the ground as Carter is laid out in Washington, D.C., one of the icons of the Democratic Party. Think of the symbolism there. Think of the symbolism. The Democrats have caused a backdraft. What the Lord warned about on June 8th, 2024, he warned about a political backdraft, and then he talked about the phenomenon of a backdraft when a fire starts and what happens. Now the physical has come in one of the bluest counties in the nation. Now, I told you I believe biblically this is tied to something. That Naboth's vineyard could be seen as Maui. But biblically speaking, what's going on in LA and California right now, I believe is tied to 2 Samuel 14, 28 through 33. Let me read it to you. So Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem and saw not the king's face. Therefore, Absalom sent for Joab to have him to have sent him to the king, to send him to the king, but he would not come to him. And when he sent again the second time, he would not come. Therefore, he said unto his servant, see, Joab's field is near mine, and he hath barley there. Go and set it on fire. And Absalom's servant set the field on fire. Then Joab arose and came to Absalom unto his house and said unto him, wherefore have thy servants set my field on fire? And Absalom answered Joab, behold, I sent unto you, saying, come hither, that I may send thee to the king to say, wherefore am I come from Geshur? It had been good for me to have been there still. Now therefore, let me see the king's face, and if there be an iniquity in me, let him kill me. Verse 33, so Joab came to the king and told him, and when he called for Absalom, he came to the king, bowed himself on his face for the ground before the king. This is a symbolism of Jesus and Judas, by the way, too, David and Absalom. And the king kissed Absalom. So, why I'm reading this to you is because Absalom was an arsonist. He was a murderer. He tried to stage a coup and steal a kingdom that wasn't his, and he committed arson for political clout. He committed arson and destroyed property by fire to begin to attempt a political coup and a power move to try to get his way. And when he bowed himself, Absalom, before David, David kissed him. David was kissing his betrayer. Whereas with Jesus and Judas, it was reversed, and Jesus's betrayer kissed him. Now, this arson for political clout and destroying property by fire to attempt a political coup, to attempt a political power move, to force the hand of the king. The arson was committed to force the hand of King David and his commander Joab. And the arson was for Absalom to force his way before the king to begin to manipulate to try to take the kingdom. So Absalom caused an emergency and he caused a fire to manipulate the political system to begin to try to steal the kingdom. Absalom right now, that spirit is in the political and it's in the church right now. That spirit wants to come in. It wants to unseat rightful heirs. Absalom and Delilah are the same spirit that work through the opposite sex, just so you know. So it's the same spirit working through the opposite sex. So it wants to unseat rightful heirs. It wants to come in and cause chaos to attempt a coup. It wants to destroy property by fire. It wants to go after its own siblings within its family, within its dysfunctional family, and cause much drama. This is what this spirit does. Absalom was a liability to David. David welcomed in the liability at the foolish counsel of Joab. And when Absalom committed arson and started a fire and set Joab's property on fire to force his hand, Joab then pushed David to allow the betrayer in. And it's just like some of these individuals in the political and the church right now. Their children are running around town. They've become a liability to them. In their eyes, they may not think so. David didn't think Absalom was a liability, but he was. But in the Lord's eyes, there is going to be a rearranging within families, in the political, and within the church, because in the Lord's eyes, he sees liability. It's going to happen within Christian broadcasting, because in the Lord's eyes, he sees liability. And interestingly enough, in the midst of these fires, the celebrities. Now, I thank you, Lord, because I know this is the Lord telling me this right now, because I would not even think of this. All the celebrities who said, if Trump is elected, I'm leaving. If Trump is elected, I'm leaving the nation. Their homes are being burned to the ground. Hollywood is on fire. Just think of the symbolism there. The physical manifestation of the grossly perverse spiritual problems in that area have erupted. And now Hollywood is physically on fire. Leading up to it, you had P. Diddy, you had Jay-Z, you had other horrific scandals coming out of Hollywood with abuse, Epstein. Just think of the symbolism. And then Hollywood erupts in flames. And all these celebrities who said, I'm leaving if Trump gets elected, their homes are burning to the ground. Think about the symbolism of that. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So far, within the first 10 days of the new year, we have SUV-sized drones. We had two attacks on New Year's Day. We have fog. We have fires. We have the manipulation of nature. We have prime ministers resigning. We have historic snowstorms. We have power plants being blown up. I had warned all of you that you think Trump's going to get elected. It's going to be hunky-dory. Oh, no. That's just winning one battle in a war. It's a very strategic battle. But nonetheless, it's winning one battle in a war. So the symbolism of Hollywood being on fire right now, after all they tried to do to manipulate this election, and after all P. Diddy did with his parties, and after all of this happening, it's on fire. Sodom and Gomorrah is on fire. And I'm going to remind you of something, because I perceive this to be the Lord that is reminding me of this right now. But back years ago in October, I had a dream. And I've spoken about this dream many times publicly. This dream is at least 2 years old. I was taken up to a very high place. And there was a stone building And there were windows cut out, but there were no windows in them. And there was an angel dressed in centurion garb on a very large white horse that was glowing. And when the angel spoke, his voice and stereo sound encompassed the room. And he was standing in front of me, and he was looking around, standing guard as he was speaking to me. And he said to me, look to the left. To the left. Look to the left. And I looked, and there was a city engulfed in flames. And he said, Sodom is burning to the ground. I think it was October 2022, if our team wants to try to find the exact date of that dream. And then he tells me to look to the right. Tells me to look to the right. And I saw these storm clouds coming in, these horrible storm clouds. And he said to me, a great flood is about to hit the earth. And I believe that was October of 2022. No. 21. Okay. They found it. Perfect. Thank you. October 29th, 2021. Our team just found it, is when I had the stream. So you could go back in the blog. It would be Amanda's blog on our site. It wouldn't be an Amanda, but yeah, I think so. I think we have it in both. So you can go to Amanda's blog or ministry blog and search it. Okay. I think if that might be one that overlaps and on both. It is on one of those blogs. It is October 29th, 2021, when I had this dream, and that angel told me, look to the left, the left. What is Los Angeles? The left. Sodom is burning to the ground. Sodom is burning to the ground. And I think Trudeau has just hung himself out to dry because he's announcing he'll resign when the party picks a new leader. He has just done cut his nose to spite his face. This is not ending well for Trudeau. This is ending in a hail of smoke and scandal for him. This is not ending well for him. His whole cabinet is gone. His whole cabinet is resigned. But interestingly enough, Canada, CA, this announcement is made right before California, CA, erupts in flames. So this is by no accident these things are happening. This is by no accident they're coming one after the other. They're coming fast and furious leading up to the inauguration. That is by no accident either. And the first 3 months, I believe, are going to be the most volatile. The first 3 months of the administration are going to be the most volatile. So there is a great scramble happening right now. And there is a great scramble to try to destroy and hide what dirty hands have built. And there is a great scramble right now because they just didn't hit the iceberg. They backed it up and hit it again. And this is why we see these things happening one after the other. And so be watchmen right now. Have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit has to say, because this is all connected, what is happening. It's all connected, all of it. It is a chain of events, and there is a chain gang of players being exposed who wanted to overthrow the United States of America, its foundation, its faith in God, its freedom. And I remember the Lord said, they are looking for a demolition, and a demolition they shall receive upon their own heads. And now this, the LA mayor is in hot water. Newsom has made news, what the Lord said. Now he's going to go down in scandal. He's going to have to step down. And now we've seen this happen in Texas. So look to the East Coast now. Look to the East Coast now for something similar. This is a trifecta here that's happening. It's a trifecta. Yes, and we have something going on in England too, which we're going to get to. I want to look into it more because there is one of the greatest scandals coming out of England right now in this time as well, having to do with grooming gangs and with gangs of Pakistani Muslims assaulting hundreds of thousands of women and children while the British government and parliament tried to suppress it. So that is happening right now as well in the middle of everything else. And I'll read to you two excerpts from about England having to do with this, because this is happening at the same time it's erupting in England. You know why it's erupting in England now? Because the United States and England, because of what happened with the Revolutionary War, are connected. This is why you see all this being unearthed at the same time, because it's an appointed time within the earth. And when this biblical election happened in the United States of America, it triggered in the realm of the spirit a changing of the guard that went into the nations of the earth. May 6, 2022, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, tick tock, Big Ben, London's clock. Just watch, says the Lord, as deals are made and ammunition in many ways exchanged. What happens with the leadership in England, says the Lord, for the time has come for a renewing of my spirit and my word in England, for tyranny is at their doorstep knocking. Capitals, do not open that door, for it will be the fall of much in your nation if you do. August 2nd, 2022, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, capitals, I am God, there is no other. Return unto me, O people of America. Return unto me, O people of England, for your nation teeters on the edge of destruction. Those were both words that were given in 2022. There are more. We'll show the X clip quick.
The ayes to the right were 111, the noes to the left 364. So the noes have it, the noes have it. Unlock.
That's what's happening. They are trying to continue to override and suppress what is happening in England with this. And this has erupted one of the greatest scandals out of England at the same time. So keep that in mind. This is happening at the same time because this changing of the guard has been triggered. It's an appointed time by God to deal with leadership in the earth. So just remember that as we go forth. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that, because this is, as hard as it is to watch some of these things, it's going to be incredible to watch how the Lord deals with it. It is incredible to prophetically watch how these things are happening one after the other. So just be in prayer, be in the word of God, have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, has to say right now, because he is the spirit of truth. He exposes what's in the darkness. He exposes sin. He exposes their secrets. He brings them to light. That's why we have to listen to the Holy Spirit. This is why the church is needed in this hour, to stop playing the Kardashians and Peyton Place and buck up and do their jobs, because the church has a window to bring an outcry right now in the middle of this to turn people's hearts back to Jesus Christ. And we need to do our job. That's why the church is being gutted. That's why the church and the political, this is erupting scandal, scandal, scandal at the same time. There is a great exodus happening right now in this nation with the political. There is a great exodus right now happening in Christian broadcasting, where many ministers are leaving Christian broadcasting networks right now. The great exodus has begun, and it's running parallel with the political. So just keep that in mind as we go forth, because it's happening simultaneous for a reason. It's an appointed time, and God is dealing with the same root that has an offshoot in the church and in the political. He's dealing with the same root, the same deep, corroded, twisted, dark root he is pulling out in this time. This is why we should all be humbling ourselves before the Lord right now, all checking our heart posture, all checking our heart condition. and doing some soul searching with the Lord, because the Lord is dealing with the soul. He's dealing with the soul of issues and what has been hidden in the soul for decades of the church, of the political, of nations right now. The Lord is going in and he's doing weeding and he's pulling it out. So just remember that. That's where I think I'm going to stop. Praise the Lord for tonight. Because I'm watching the time here. So let me just make a few announcements quick before we end. We have a prayer line. If you need prayer, we have wonderful people that are ready to pray with you, agree with you, listen to you. So you can call either one of the 845 numbers. It's Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are so happy we can bring this to you. But yes, we do have a prayer line. And our newsletter sign up, we have a free newsletter we send out. It doesn't cost you anything. So what you could do is go to arcofgrace.org. Maybe we can go there quick and show them. When you go to arcofgrace.org, on the front page, we'll show you. Because this is the easiest way to do it, is to just physically show you how to go to the newsletter sign up. But it's on the very front page. I'm just waiting for them to call it up and then we'll show you. Okay. So front page, you scroll down. There's me and Grace the Horse. So if you scroll down, there's the two buttons, right? You have newsletter text sign up and then you have the donation one. But the newsletter text sign up, We send out text blasts also, and we would love to be able to keep in touch with you. So you can put your first and last name, your email in, and your phone number, and we will happily send you the newsletter. We will send you the text blast. It is free. It doesn't cost you a thing. We're happy to be able to do that for all of you. Our team works very hard on this newsletter, and it is beautiful. So please, if you can, sign up. And lastly, we have Rafa, which we'll put up. We're going to put up Rafa and Give a Derm tonight. Rafa is a supplement for women I designed with Dr. Sherwood to help in areas that women, as we get older, as our bodies change, we tend to struggle more with. This happens to help in those areas. Rafa means healer in Hebrew because the Lord put things in the earth to heal us. And so I'm very happy. Me and Dr. Sherwood were able to come together. We maybe at some point we'll make some for men too. We'll make a Rafa men. This one is for women. You can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry partners to learn more. And we have Give a Derm. I love these Give a Derm ladies. I am the godmother to their four puppies. And I'm very happy to be. I spoiled them for Christmas, actually, for their first Christmas. And so this is all natural. Plant-based skincare owned by a company of believers who are women. I mean, just they absolutely love the Lord. They make an incredible product. It is food for your face. I use Give a Derm twice a day. It is one of the best I have ever used. I absolutely love it. And I love that I'm able to bless a company run by believers. That's important to us here at Ark of Grace, that we can be a blessing to companies that are run by believers, that are run by people that absolutely love the Lord and Jesus Christ. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount. Okay, praise the Lord. That's about all my voice is going to hold up anyway. So praise the Lord. It held up till the end, but I'm feeling it start to go. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We so appreciate that you came on. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Along with these other Psalms, we're putting it up because we want to get you in the habit of being in the Word. Also, a quick announcement I'll give right after this, but we also have Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. I quote those scriptures every day. They're in the first few pages of the book, The Believer's Authority. The Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, the order to that prayer of submitting to the Lord and saying, your kingdom come and your will be done first, Lord, above mine, on earth as is in heaven. And then give us this day our daily bread. And then the asking comes, the order to that prayer, adopt it into your prayer life. Also, The church that I attend, the Gathering at Faith Assembly, you can search it on YouTube, the Gathering at Faith Assembly, they're doing their 21 days of prayer and fasting, and every morning they release a 5-minute video devotional. So if you would like to do the 21 days of prayer and fasting, I have been doing it. I love the videos they release. They're 5 minutes or less. So for those of you who are very busy, it doesn't take up too much of your time, but you can go to YouTube, you can search the Gathering of Faith Assembly, and you'll see the 21 days of prayer and fasting. And I think it's in their video section. There's a live and there's a video. Pastor Sam's an amazing preacher too. You can go listen to the live, but there it is too. You can go to gatheringnewyork.org. It is on their page as well there. But I think it's wonderful that they're doing it. We're doing it together as a church. 21 days of prayer and fasting, first into the new year. And boy, do we need it. With all the cray cray going on, it is enough to pass around to everybody in this nation right now. We should be just getting ourselves right with the Lord right now as we are entering this very crucial and appointed year. So thank you, everyone. Oh, here we go. Oh, thank you. There it is. 21 days of prayer. So the playlist, there it is. 21 days of prayer, devotional. And so they have 9 videos up. There's our pastor, Pastor Sam Edwards. Him and his wife, Jamie, are wonderful. And so he does it, and the associate pastors actually do the devotionals too. So basically, they have one for every day. And if you go to the video section, I think, if we go to the video section quick and click on that, there it is. So you'll see day 9, day 8, day 7. So they've released 9 so far. We're going for 21 days, which is 3 weeks. So just wanted to put that out there for all of you. If you're looking to do something like that, this is a wonderful place to start. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We will be back on very early next week. If I can, we're going to put out some more shorts, so you can look for that also. Keep the faith, and we will see you soon. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you could go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arkofgrace.org. /ministry-partners, and you can use promo code R10 for a 10% discount.